Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Don's Friday Drop, presented by Regions Bank. You're dedicated to cheering your team on to victory, and Regions Bank is dedicated to helping you create a financial game plan. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC. Babs, what's up? How's Tuscaloosa?
Hi, beautiful day here in Tuscaloosa. It's like 64 degrees, sunny. All is well in the world. How is it there in Nashville?
I got close to 60 and sunny. So I got in my truck and it read 58 degrees, so I lowered the windows.
There you go. You get real excited when it doesn't say under 30, right?
Right. The point spread down there for Citadel in Alabama is almost the temperature up here. It's up to 52 now. So is Alabama concerned about this matchup? You've talked to Nick Saban and the boys, I guess.
Yeah, and obviously it's Nick Saban, so every week is the same. But honestly, he's talked a lot about facing an offense that they don't face pretty much ever, very often at all. The Citadel runs that triple option, and really all the coaches and players we talked to today said it's been frustrating, and it's been tough to prepare for. And it was funny too, some of the players said this and the bye week were actually the toughest weeks of practice for this Alabama football team. That just shows you why Nick Saban's teams are so good, because the bye week and then this game against the Citadel, those have been their toughest and most intense weeks of practice. But you talk about preparing for that offense. It's not anything that they've seen. Think about that. And then on top of it, there's nothing you can grab from what you've seen already this year. And then there's nothing you're really going to use moving forward as far as a game plan for what you do to stop a triple option offense. So that's where they've struggled. And Coach Saban has been pretty adamant about the struggle is not only in the familiarity of it, but it's also in finding somebody on their scout team that can actually run it so that their players can get a good look. Because basically, you know, not a lot of people have seen it. Not a lot of people have run it. And so it's the speed of it. He said, we can, you know, put our scout team out there, but it's the actual game speed that they have trouble, you know, replicating, because it's just not done. So they have a true freshman wide receiver, Slade Bolden, who has played one game for them, but he's been their scout quarterback all week because he ran a similar offense back in high school at West Monroe High School in Louisiana. So Coach Saban said he feels pretty good about what he was able to do with the scout team to be able to give his defense a look at it.
This is what I'm most interested in. When you guys went to go meet with him, did Nick Saban look up and say, oh, thank God the media's here?
I tell you what, he was just like any other normal coach when we go in for coaches' meetings. He was pretty open and honest and
you showed him how to work the internet while you were there? How to get on it, yeah. Where it is?
Yeah, I know. And some of our questions, I'm like, oh, we can ask this, because it's not like he's, you know, reading the internet to see what people are talking about, right?
Right. They're talking about Tua.
Yes, that's
true.
Talking
about Tua.
And guess what? Nick Saban still, he's going to play. This was his quote. And let me say this. There was a lot of things that Nick Saban said today that you can see how or what a great motivator he is, you know. But one of the things that he pointed out, he's like, you know, complacency basically is the enemy. He's like, if I'm sitting my quarterback, you know, then what kind of message am I sending to my other star players that, oh, okay, well, you know, you don't have to really play either. So that's kind of his message, and he's maintaining we're going to see Tua. Now, the one thing about Tua is some of the media reports this week as well pointed out that he shed the big brace in practice, but Saban said he feels good, he's good to go, and we'll see him.
Jalen Hurts still strolling around in a boot.
I didn't see Jalen Hurts, but yeah, there is video from practice from this week where he did look a little slow. So I would anticipate, though, when you look at the long stretch of the season, obviously they're going to need him from a depth standpoint. So I would think that we would probably see him back sooner rather than later if it's up to Nick Saban.
I also like that actually the Citadel Twitter account, I guess it's their football Twitter. You sent this to us and I'd already seen it. They tweeted out their uniform choice for this week and said, "Hey, South Carolina, do you remember these?" They beat them wearing those uniforms. I mean, man, that's an expert-level troll job by some intern in their public relations department.
I have a feeling that maybe the players or the coaches probably don't appreciate that troll job because that might just fire up this number one team in the country, maybe the best college football team in the modern era, up a little bit more. I don't know. But that is the same exact uniform combination that they wore on SEC Network in 2015 when they upset South Carolina. And you remember that was Steve Spurrier's last year there, where he actually retired before the season was over. That was the game where Citadel was, where they were able to beat them. And when we talked to coaches, the coaching staff earlier, asked them, I said, you know, do you bring up the Alabama Georgia Southern game from 2011? They ran that triple option. They rushed for 302 yards on Alabama. Do you bring that up? Do you bring South Carolina game up where, you know, you guys are able to waltz in and upset an SEC team? And he was like, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, just to point out, hey, we're going to come in, we're going to play our butts off, and you never know what's going to happen.
All right, having
kind of a different story, though. Different team, different Citadel team,
yes.
Very different Alabama team.
Yes. I was going to say, having said all of that and just kind of processing what you have communicated to us this segment, Bama 59, Citadel 10, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I mean, look at what this defense has done lately. I it's going to be tough to score on this defense. They have back-to-back shutouts on... Yeah, on ranked opponents, they, what is it, the last, I think, five games, they're only allowing 39.3 yards per game in SEC play. As opposed to the, yeah, that's opposed to the first three SEC games, which were, I think, 139 rush yards per game. So, here you go. You've got a defense that is certainly hitting its stride at exactly the right time. And that's, a lot of that is because these guys are now experienced. We're 10 weeks into the season, and they have some experience, and they're really clicking.
Yeah, the Citadel has 101 pass attempts on the season.
Right.
They're not coming to your town to check it around.
No, they're not. They're going to run the football.
They should, on the first play, fake the handoff.
Just throw
and throw it
deep.
As far as they can.
What do you got to lose? Even if it's a punt.
There you go. Get on the scoreboard. Yeah. Right?
All right, Babs. On the sideline, SEC Network, Bama and Citadel. And you can catch her there. And Babs, presented by Regions Bank on Fridays.
That's right. I'm driving around Tuscaloosa. I see everybody here ready to cheer on Bama to victory. And Regions Bank is dedicated to helping you create that financial game plan so that maybe you can head to your alma mater and tailgate and buy tickets to go see their games. That's why Regions Next Step was created, and they have hosted more than 100,000 financial education workshops. I've actually been to one of those workshops. Extremely helpful. They've got associate volunteers that log numerous hours to try and help you out, and they've also awarded close to $1 million in scholarships. If you want to move your life forward, learn more by visiting one of the 83 Regions branches in Middle Tennessee. Regions, the official bank of the SEC, member FDIC.